I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV news update for Monday, April 26th. A Weymouth man facing charges in connection with a triple stabbing outside of Rags Tavern on Washington Street in Quincy Point early Sunday morning. Police say Tyler McLean, 24 years old, has been charged with attempted murder after a fight in the parking lot outside the tavern at about 1 a.m. that left three 21-year-old men with stab wounds. One victim was taken to Boston Medical Center and two to South Shore Hospital. The Quincy City Council Finance Committee tonight will review a proposal to borrow $23 million to begin creating a new home for Quincy College. College President Rick DeCristofaro will speak to the council first, followed by council deliberations. Officials also will review Mayor Thomas Koch's request for over $100 million in road and infrastructure improvements across the city for many years ahead. State officials came to the former Lowe's Home Improvement store in Quincy on Friday to announce a $1 million state grant program to help agencies create all-electric fleets of vehicles. That grant will also help the MBTA create an all-electric fleet of buses that will be serviced at a new garage that will be created at the former Lowe's location in Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, April 26th.